Good morning, and a warm welcome to your show, Sunny Mornings, Venice Beach. I'm your host, Melissa, and it's Wednesday, September 17th. You'll be interested to know. 116 years ago, today in 1899, the first Howard flight of the North American X-15 rocket plane took place at Edwards Air Force Base in California, marking a triumphant leap in human aerospace achievement. This inspiring milestone, celebrated as a bold stride in aviation and space exploration, showcases the power of human ingenuity, perseverance, and the quest to soar beyond our earthly bounds. So now you know. And now, it's time for the Surf Report. This morning, it's looking clean with 3+ feet, waves rolling in. Conditions will shift to fair by 7, holding around 2 to 3+ feet through the day. Winds are onshore at 5 miles per hour by 7, increasing slightly as the day goes on. Best time to ride is at 7 a.m., with a 4-foot incoming high tide, when the south-southwest swell is 2 feet at 16 seconds, and the onshore wind is 5 miles per hour. The first high tide on Wednesday will be 4.5 feet at 8:15 a.m., followed by a 2.5-foot low tide at 1:15. The nearshore buoy at Santa Monica Pier reads 71 degrees for the water temperature. Thursday offers clean conditions with 3+ feet waves early, gradually becoming fair as the day progresses. Friday sees a slight drop to 2 to 3 feet, maintaining clean conditions in the morning before fair conditions emerge in the afternoon. Saturday remains consistent with 2+ feet, but inshore winds create fair conditions throughout the day, making it the least favorable day of the period. This morning, it's cloudy and it feels like 72 degrees with no wind. The sunset will take place at 6:57, and it will rise again tomorrow at 6:39. It looks like we're in for a mostly cloudy day with a slight chance of rain showers after 5 p.m. and a high near 77, accompanied by a light west-southwest breeze. Tonight, expect more cloudy skies with a low around 71 and a chance of showers and thunderstorms while winds remain gentle. Looking ahead in the weather, expect showers and thunderstorms likely on Thursday, with mostly cloudy skies and a high near 75. Thursday night brings a chance of showers and thunderstorms, with a low around 69. On Friday, a chance of showers and thunderstorms is possible before 5 p.m., with mostly sunny skies and a high near 72. Friday night will be mostly cloudy, with a low around 67. A slight chance of rain showers exists Saturday between 11 a.m. and 5 p.m., with partly sunny skies and a high near 74. Saturday night has a slight chance of rain showers after 11 p.m., with a low around 68. On Sunday, expect a slight chance of rain showers before 5 p.m., with mostly sunny skies and a high near 76. Sunday night brings a slight chance of rain showers after 5 a.m., with a low around 69. Bonjour, food enthusiasts. This podcast is brought to you by Versailles Cafe and Pastries in Encinitas. Nestled on El Camino Real South, just north of Encinitas Boulevard, this cafe is a haven for culinary delights. Indulge in their amazing Eggs Benedict or their gluten-free crepes. You can grab a panini for lunch or just breeze on through to get your morning coffee. They are open every day from 8 to 5. So stop on by and don't forget to tell them Sunny Morning sent you. In local news, 5 partially completed homes in Laurel Canyon will be demolished after a 2-decade legal battle involving multiple owners and city orders. The owners pleaded guilty to failing to comply with city demolition orders and must tear down the structures by August 7, 2026. Los Angeles City Attorney Heidi Feldstein Soto announced that the unfinished, 3-story, 5,000 square foot homes along North Woodstock Road were part of a planned development for which permits were issued in 1998 and 1999. Feldstein Soto stated that for far too many years, the Laurel Canyon community has dealt with these dangerous, dilapidated homes that were ordered to be taken down more than two decades ago. Now on to sports. Los Angeles Rams head coach Sean McVay suffered an injury during his team's victory over the Tennessee Titans. He tore his plantar fascia while coaching from the sideline in the Rams' 33-19 win on Sunday in Nashville. McVay revealed this on his Coach McVay show yesterday. The injury does allow for quicker healing, according to him. At 39, McVay remains the youngest coach in NFL history to win a Super Bowl. His career record stands at 90 wins and 57 losses. He is now preparing for a high-stakes game against the Philadelphia Eagles. In local sports, last night in Los Angeles, the Dodgers fell to the Phillies 6-9. The boys in blue saw Trinan take the Lawson Duran record the save. In key moments, Hernandez and Kepler homered for the Dodgers. The Dodgers finished with 10 hits, 0 errors, and left 4 runners on base. The Dodgers' record now stands at 84-67. Tonight, the Dodgers clash again with the Phillies in Los Angeles for the final game of this 3-game series. Blake Snell is 4-4 with a 2.79 earned run average, facing Jesus Luzardo, who is 14-6 with a 4.03. First pitch at 7:10 under clear skies and 79 degrees. In top news, you can get a flu shot too early, and there is a sweet spot for the biggest impact and level of protection. Doctors say that timing is important, and it is best to aim for a specific window this fall. Right now is generally considered too early for a flu shot, as the protection may wane before the season ends. Most Americans under the age of 65 will receive a trivalent vaccine, while those 65 and older should get a quadrivalent vaccine. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention usually recommends getting vaccinated by Halloween for optimal protection. In business news, Cathie Wood has sold $10,800,000 of popular artificial intelligence stock. Chief of ARK Investment Management frequently adjusts her top positions, adding to a holding when the stock falls and selling when it rises. This strategy has paid off in the recent market boom, with her funds riding the wave of high-growth stocks. Most recently, Wood has been cashing out of Tempus AI to lock in gains. Despite a volatile year, the ARK Innovation Exchange traded fund is up more than 40% year-to-date. Wood's investment strategy focuses on emerging high-tech companies, including artificial intelligence and blockchain technology. Over the past 10 years, the ARK Innovation Exchange traded fund has wiped out $7 billion in investor wealth. Still, Wood has been optimistic about the market, dismissing recession predictions. Recently, Wood's ARK funds trimmed her stake in Tempus AI, selling shares for 5 consecutive trading days. Tempus has surged 158% year-to-date, aided by strong earnings and a positive outlook. Despite the trim, Tempus AI remains one of ARK's largest stakes, ranking as the 5th biggest holding. Wood believes healthcare is the most underappreciated application of artificial intelligence. In crypto movement, Bitcoin is up 1% to about $116,000. Ethereum is down 1% to just over $4,500. And XRP is up 0.5% to $3.01. Moving on to a more local vibe. In our community spotlight on health and wellness, we are working with a national Pilates studio to bring you some free classes, so listen up. Check out Club Pilates, With several locations in the San Diego area, Pilates presents a comprehensive wellness approach, cultivating strength, reducing tension, and elevating mental well-being. Scientific research affirms its benefits. So now you can check out Club Pilates for a free class. With locations in Encinitas, Solana Beach, Oceanside, La Jolla, and more. Just be sure to tell them Sunny Morning sent you by. And now, back to the show. Let's talk tech. Two former Google DeepMind researchers have secured $5 million in seed funding for their new company, HiVerge, which aims to democratize access to advanced algorithms. The funding round was led by Flying Fish Ventures, with participation from Aran Innovation Capital and Alpha Intelligence Capital. HiVerge's platform, called Hive, uses artificial intelligence to generate and test novel algorithms for vital business processes. While large companies develop bespoke algorithms, smaller firms have relied on off-the-shelf software. The Hive system promises to discover superior algorithms that human data scientists might overlook. HiVerge plans to expand its team and make its technology accessible through cloud marketplaces. And in entertainment news, in Good Fortune, Keanu Reeves plays an angel named Gabriel, who oversteps his duties to help a struggling gig economy worker named Arj, played by Aziz Ansari in his feature directing debut. This film offers a fun homage to late 20th century high concept movies, exploring themes of wealth and success, while also addressing the struggles of those in the working class. The story takes unexpected turns, showcasing a comedic critique of contemporary capitalism, as Gabriel learns about life from Arj and his experiences. Despite its predictable plot, Good Fortune surprises with its heartfelt moments and relatable commentary on modern life. Well, alrighty, folks, it's time for the quote of the day. And today, our quote comes from the American author and humorist, Mark Twain. And he said, "The secret of getting ahead is getting started, emphasizing the importance of taking the first step in any endeavor." And that's a wrap for this morning. You can check out our Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok for some captivating aerial videos with local news and the surf reports. Have an amazing day, my good friends. We'll see you tomorrow with another episode of Sunny Mornings Venice Beach.